Well, here we are. Good morning. I'm excited to be joining the parishes of St. Joseph here in Crosby and Deerwood. It's great to be with you. I imagine you have many questions. What is this new person? What is this new priest? What is he going to do? What is he like? What is he? What are the strange things that he does? You know, all those things. Really great questions, yeah. I'm sure you have lots of questions. I have questions too. And, you know, as we begin, you know, this is my first week as a pastor, and so I'm going to need lots of help, lots of learning to do as a pastor, and so I trust that I can find the help that I need amongst the people of God. You know, that's God always provides when we have need. So I'm excited to join you, though. I'm excited to be here, and it's going to take us time to get to know one another, and so I thought today I would just give a little bit about myself so that some of the questions might be answered. If you need to ask them again, that's fine. You know, I'll be asking you lots of times, what's your name again? What's your name again? Who are you again? Who are you related to? So, that's all right. So I grew up in Lindstrom, Minnesota. It's a little town. Maybe you've never heard of it. I usually start with Lindstrom, and then if they haven't heard of that, then I go to Forest Lake. And if they haven't heard of that, then I say, well, it's north of the Twin Cities. So it's a little place. I grew up there. I went to school up in Duluth at the University of Minnesota up there, and I studied engineering before I was in the seminary. Never worked in the field, but I got my degree, and then I went to St. Thomas for 2 years to study philosophy, and then over to Rome to do my studies in theology over there. My first assignment after being ordained was in Duluth. I was there for 3 years, and now I'm here. So that's kind of the short history of me. I have an older sister who's married. She has 3 little boys. They're great fun, especially when I get to give them back to her. You know, they're crying. They're upset. What do I do? Here, take them back. So she's great. She lives up in Duluth. I have 2 younger brothers. One is married, one is not. And my parents are still living, thanks be to God. So my family's around. My parents were here on Wednesday. They helped me move in. Very kind, very generous, as most parents are. And, you know, they said, well, we'll get you there and get you settled in, and then we'll let you go. So I like to camp. I like to hike, jog, run. I like to cross-country ski and snowboard. I like to play cards and board games. I love to read. I love to discuss with people different things and try to solve all the difficult problems of the world like we all do. We all know what's best, right? So, you know, we get together and we talk about those things. I am an introvert, so at times I do need a little space or a little time to myself to kind of recharge. But I do enjoy being with people, and I look forward to being in your homes and your families. You know, it's kind of funny, after Mass, I find anyway, as a priest, you kind of try to greet people after Mass and you get to shake hands, but you hardly ever get to talk to anyone. So, you know, people see you every week and they think they know you, but then it's like, well, I don't know you yet. I haven't ever talked to you really. I had a conversation with you. So I like to get to people's homes so that I can then kind of talk to you a little bit and learn about you and know about your life. And I find that in your homes, people are a little bit more apt to be kind of talkative and more relaxed. So I look forward to that. So that's a little bit about me. Today in our gospel, we hear the story of Martha and Mary. In our lives, we need to have a little bit of both of them, right? They're both hostesses in a good way. We need the active life, and we also need the spiritual life, where we go to be renewed. In our story today, Martha is concerned about the work that she has to do. And how many of us have had that experience of saying, oh gosh, you know, this person, they're not doing what I want them to do, or they're not doing what I expect them to do, or they're making more work for me. And we have that experience of being like, come on, what's wrong with you? How come you don't see from my perspective? Well, what are we invited to do in those moments when we have that experience? Jesus says to Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There's need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. So we recognize we need both the active, doing things, and we also need the place where we sit at the feet of Jesus. And what comes first? Well, we need to be receiving our identity as daughters and sons of God. We sit at the feet of Jesus. When we come to Mass, when we read the Scriptures, when we pray, that's that time when we sit at the feet of Jesus. And we need that so that then we can go forth and do things. So that's, I think, the invitation for us today from Jesus is to sit at His feet. We need to do that in our lives. How often have we had that struggle, though, where we come to each other and instead of being respectful and being trying to understand, why is this person doing this? Or why do they act this way? We say, they're not doing what I want them to do. And so we get frustrated, we get angry. And so Jesus is inviting us to step back a little bit. You know, I'm new here, in case you didn't know. And so I'm going to do things a little different than Father Dale. We're different people. Probably I won't try to do it on purpose, but I'm just a different person, so I do things a little differently. And that's okay. You're a different congregation than the one that I was in before. And so you're going to do things a little differently. That's okay. It'll take us a while to get to know one another. And, you know, I think in our world, we see this a lot. People getting frustrated with one another. In our political situation and our all over the world, just with the different things that are going on, a lot of frustration because people aren't taking that time away to be with the Lord. And so today, Jesus invites us to be with Him. You know, I will make many mistakes during my time here. It's not a matter of if, but when. And so I ask you to be patient with me, to teach me, to help me, to know things that I need to know. You know, I'm a priest and I'm a pastor now, but I have lots of things to learn. And I'm trying to be a disciple of the Lord. That's important. I want to follow Him. And that's my first priority, and I hope it is yours too. And I guess that's where we have to start with, so that's what we got. So again, today, as we read the scriptures, we open our hearts to reflect upon where is God calling me to be in those moments when I'm frustrated, when I'm having a hard time with someone, when I'm having a difficult moment. Do I go to the Lord and say, Lord, why is this happening? Do I try to understand what is He trying to speak to me in those moments? Or do I just get caught up in my own feelings, my own frustrations? Let's, at this Mass, pray that we can be those people who sit at the feet of Jesus, and then we can go out and do the will of God in our lives. So, let's begin. You and I, as a people and as a priest, we are on a journey together. Let's begin that journey together and see where God takes us.